Three local youths hope to hit a bullseye in the National Youth Darts Championship this May. Danielle Parsons, Dane Sim and Oliver Rowlinson are gearing up for the competition with regular practice in the Sioux Youth Dart League, a relatively new local group that's looking to take on more members and grow the game locally. Parsons, Sim, and Rowlinson are three of five youths, with two others from Timmins and Sudbury, who will represent Northern Ontario in St. Hyacinth, K. From May 14 to 18, where they will compete for the chance to go on and represent Canada on the international stage. As they prepare for competition, the club gathers at the Fraternal Order of Eagles on Sundays to practice their game. The Fraternal Order of Eagles graciously offered their club here so that we can use it on Sunday mornings for the kids to come home and play, said the Dart League's Amanda Manzuti. We'd like to see the Sioux Youth Dart League get bigger, if we can, because we are allowed to bring eight representatives from Northern Ontario. Manzuti added that the club is very excited to see its players get the chance to compete nationally. The youths are looking forward to the trip, as well. It's my second year playing, first year going to nationals, and I'm pretty excited, said Parsons, 13. We're just going there to have some fun. If we win, then that's awesome, added Sim, 16. The Sioux Youth Dart League is looking for local sponsors, whether businesses, families, or friends, to help cover travel expenses and fees to bring the competitors to Quebec this spring. Those who can make a donation can reach out to Jeanette Marion, the league's fundraising committee representative. Youths 12 and up are encouraged to join the league. Sim said it's a good way to get out and have some fun. It's something we can do when we're not busy, he added. We can chat and stuff like that and get to know each other more. It's just a fun experience. More information about the Sioux Youth Dart League, including fundraising efforts, can be found on the group's Facebook page.